Okay, now it's recording. Now it's turning. Okay, we'll see what happens with this recording. Okay, we'll stop.
Yeah, it's just recording, too.
You go on speaking tours, you know, about Alaska and the needs of Alaska and stuff. And he was that was unusual to find somebody that had a new car, you know.
Right.
And he had just come up the highway and he had this new car and he let Jimmy bring it to the old people's group. And so anyway, I wanted to take Pat home, but it was a heck of a big walk. I mean, there was no way to get there other than walking, and you were walking miles to get there. Oh, he says, well, you can borrow Dad's car, but he says, don't ever tell him, you know. So I'm taking Pat home, and I don't know, I might have been going 25 or 30 miles an hour. Heck, the dump was out of town, you know. I mean, it looked like it was out of town. It was just all country. There was no houses or anything to speak of. And I got stopped by the police. And they said, well, you're speeding. And heck, I was in no hurry to get home. And so I don't know why I would have been speeding. Well, he says, you know what the speed limit is here? You know what the speed limit was out there at the dump? 15 miles an hour. So I might have been going 20. I know I could have been going over 25. But it was beyond the houses. 15 mile an hour speed limit. And Einar Tompkins was the city clerk. And he went to the Presbyterian Church, too, at the time. Of course, we were going to the First Presbyterian because the other one hadn't been started yet. So I hurried down and paid the ticket because I didn't want Bert to find out that I'd got a speeding ticket in his new car. And I don't know where he ever found out or not, but I never heard any more about it. Einar kind of kidded me, but you know. But I knew all his kids too, you know. I mean, they were such nice people. And, Francis,
have you got our aerials?
Well, they only show.
I know, but he might be interested in seeing what it looks like, what they've done to the country in the few years.
Now, this dish was supposed to give me a map of my place and stuff when they got operational, you know, but. They've had such tragedies. I haven't gone to see them lately, but they did launch another one, and whether it's working or not, apparently it is. But the first two.
Our oldest son flies, has his own plane, and also has his own business of.
Let's see. Here's. Oh, wait a minute. I gotta get this. Okay, this is right. This is Harold's. Okay, this is Herning Road. We are here.
Oh, right there, yeah. Sure enough.
Mm-hmm. This is the road up to Lyle's.
Yeah.
This is Maddie's field. It used to be George Lyle's.
Uh-huh.
And okay, this must be the road going up the highway.
Yeah, I bet it is.
So
yeah.
The Hot Springs Road is right off here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Norddale. And the swamp.
Yeah. I kind of wish they'd have built that road, you know, just a straight line all the way up to where it came out about Rissy's or something, you know. I think it would have been a lot easier to maintain.
It would have been right down there in the creek.
Yeah, but the creek is more stable than this stuff.
Well, you're probably right about that. That certainly isn't stable.
Well, you know where that old gas line test site is. They just put down some, I suppose, tie bar or something, put some gravel on it, and that building hasn't moved, and that's been 15, 20 years. So.
The technology is coming along, I guess.
But, I don't know. In fact, it seemed like when I cleared down there, that was more stable than it was up a little higher, you know, like where the house was. That sank and sank and sank. But down there by the creek, it didn't really sink much. And I can't explain why. Either it just stayed colder or what. So I don't know. It just seemed to me, well, it'd have been so much better for the people who lived on out the Chinatown
Trail,
because they wouldn't have had to make that extra mile or something jog. And it certainly wouldn't have helped any of us. I mean, it wouldn't have hurt us because we'd still have to. We still made the jog and stuff. And so I don't know. But anyway, that's it. Well, you can see that this is a motion shot, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you have to
well,
think about
shadow. No, I think those are shadows.
Well, you think it's more shadows?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, well, maybe so.
These are Harold's fields down here, Harold Herney's.
Yeah.
And his subdivision.
Sure, yeah.
And here's yeah, Billiken's subdivision.
That's probably shot at about 125 on the camera.
Uh-huh.
So he's...
Boy, they're sure making films so much better now than they used to, don't they? My gosh, you get 800, you know, and use it, well, not necessarily any camera, but in a lot of pretty inexpensive cameras, you know. And I remember the first camera I got that would shoot, use 400 film, you know, and we thought, man, that is fantastic. Because I remember Jim Matthews had a camera that shot, use 400 film, and you could take pictures indoors without lights, you know, and stuff.
Yep.
Now 800, holy smokes, and it can pretty well stop motion, you know.
Oh, I knew that was wrong, because some ways we've got one that shows Everhart's layout. Now, let's see, which slide is up here?
How's Maddie Lee doing? Is she doing pretty good or no?
Last time, I haven't seen her for some months. But she's doing fine.
I guess
I think she's kind of lonesome down there by herself.
Well, I guess didn't Shirley and Kelvin Swain built a big mansion. I haven't seen it, but I hear it's quite something.
Oh, well, you...
I mean, I haven't been in it.
Oh, yeah. Well, the story we've gotten, and I don't know how true it is that they're going to move Maddie Lee into that and Kelvin's folks. And of course, his dad turned 100 here.
Well, no, he'll turn 100 this year.
Is it this year? Okay.
Well, I just saw them Sunday, and Susie said she has no intention of moving in there. And she said that if Maddie Lee moves in with Shirley, they won't get along more than 2 days.
Maddie Lee will have something to say about that, I'm sure.
Just clash. But I don't know. Susie's sweet as can be. I think Susie can get along with anybody, but I'm not sure.
Well, it was an interesting idea.
Yeah, and sometimes people do that. I remember one of the Murdy boys built a place up there on the Gilmore Trail, and they built it with an apartment in the downstairs for his folks, and they lived there until, well, he died, and then she died, and now her folks have an apartment down there. They come and go, though. They're not.
I can't make head nor tail of all that. That says that's north. None of it. I don't know the scale. I can't recognize any roads. Another of Tom's pictures, but you figure out where we are.
Well, I think this is north. And this must be Herning Road. This must be the Hot Springs Road. Here's the cut up here on the...
Yeah, that's right.
And
here's where this swings over.
This is the new road that's in here that goes up to where... And there's where Ann lives.
Oh, wait a minute.
Or is this Ann's? Is this Ann's?
Well...
One of these things.
This is which?
This is Hot Springs Road here.
Okay, all right, that could be.
See the shadows
here?
It
has to be, okay. So this is our...
And this is Haida Lane here, and how it swings in
oh,
and around.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
Here's Herning Road.
And here's,
okay,
here's,
yeah.
This is Herning
okay,
Road right
so
here.
So this Ann is...
And here's your place
here.
Right here.
Yeah, and here's Ann's place.
Yeah.
And then they've got one place up beyond there.
Now, is George still in the country, or does
oh,
he...
Oh, yeah. George is down out of here.
So he still lives in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he and Nyla built a house down there. They're among these folks that spend a lot of the winter
someplace.
Outside.
Yeah.
And this would be Touch of Alaska or Taste of Alaska or whatever
oh,
it is.
Oh, yeah,
this
sure.
This is Everhart's, place.
That's weird.
This would be Everhart's big field.
Mm-hmm. The one we see from the road.
Sure.
Okay.
And this,
right.
This would be Funk Road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's
and
a lot of places in here,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, there are. Mm-hmm.
That's why I thought you might like to see it, to see what...
Yeah, I didn't
you
realize...
You don't see when you're driving along and...
No, I haven't been in on Funk Road in a long time. Well, I'll be doggone.
This would be Maddie's. Maddie's
yeah,
road.
That would be
a natural
little house.
This must be John's. Mm-hmm. And Shirley's must be up here.
Must be. And he must be going to use this road
yeah.
when everything
mm-hmm.
gets done. Oh, my goodness sakes. And you say Maddie Lee owns this too?
Yeah,
now?
She bought that from, I think, George. That was part of George's half of the homestead, and I think she bought it from him.
Uh-huh. I remember when she used to go to auctions, and she'd just about buy everything. Seems like she just loved to buy.
Well, I think, I don't know whether she still is, but when we were talking to her a year or so ago, she was still going.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Ann would take her sometimes.
Uh-huh. She's quite a gal.
Well, Maddie is a fascinating person, and you will enjoy her introduction to the university.
Uh-huh.
That was must have been a big shock for everybody. The old Bunnell building and
uh-huh.
Hess Hall.
Yeah. Yeah, I know when I went to school there wasn't much.
No.
I think there were only 12 girls in the...
Well, yeah, during the war and shortly after.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there probably weren't too
most
many.
Most of them were GIs, then. You know. There were mm-hmm. some young guys, but most of them were, you know...
Have you read Neil Davis's, well, he's got a couple books out that I think you would enjoy.
No, I don't think so.
One about the university, specifically, and then one about... His dad's homestead up in what became North Pole.
Oh, yeah.
Bon Davis.
Yeah. But I remember the Davis homestead. In fact, I think he helped on our church, you know, the first little log church out there, I think.
Could be, I don't know.
There's
it was Davis and was it Fennell then or somewhere else out there that had homesteads out there?
Well, he talks about various neighbors. I don't remember the names particularly. This has a lot of photographs in it. And.